This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
You said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any of this.
Sean Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but there go ahead. Keep asking it.
Well, we won't have to worry about Professor Ed breaking out in a Carpenter song on the show today because he's not here. Unless he calls in. If he calls in and wants to do that, I guess we'll let him embarrass himself. But I am Tim Wildman here on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Jim Stanley is filling in for the aforementioned Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir. And I was sorely tempted to go ahead and break out into a Carpenter song,
right,
but I managed to resist.
You know,
self-discipline, as I have for years.
Self-discipline is a fruit of the spirit.
That's right. Well,
and
good.
The fact that you held back and didn't
break
out in a
Carpenter
song shows that you're maturing in your faith.
I work on it.
I think that's right.
Work at it.
JJ, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, Jasper, is sitting across the way.
Great to be here on this very first day of September. And September is the Lumberjacks' favorite month.
Is that right? Now, were they with the Carpenters about the same time?
No. We're talking about
real Lumberjacks.
We're talking about the flannel shirts and the axe over their shoulder. Yeah.
And why?
September.
Even
for you, JJ, it's kind of corny.
Yeah, you got to go deep in corn. You got to go down several layers of corn to get to that.
Trivia Friday is what we do most Fridays, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to play trivia. We also call this
Learning University.
I don't normally pitch in, but I decided to today.
You just wanted to make sure we were on task.
Learning University is on the air. Class has started. Ding, 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 ding. All right, so here's how we do this. We're going to ask three questions each. Professor Jim, Professor JJ, and Professor Tim. We're going to ask three questions each and then ask you to call in and answer one of them and or ask us a question. We prefer that you do both. We prefer that you answer and you ask. Here's the phone number, 888, and by phone number I mean to call into the studio and be on the air with us. And please only call, we have a four-week waiting period between calls, so don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, okay? Because we want as many new people to be able to get on the program as possible. So that we're using the honor system here. Now, if we have to upgrade from the honor system to actually getting software, where we can tell if you've called in the last 4 weeks and we shame you.
I believe we can get that from Verizon. And the government work well together.
Or the FBI or somebody, NSA, somebody will give it to
NSA,
us.
NSA, that's it.
We can use Bluetooth to make it happen before the day's out.
So sure. Don't make us do that, people. Don't make us do that. Just simply abide by the rule. Don't call and be on the air with a...
Wait, I just flashed back a little bit to my dad in the front seat and the kids in the back
blueberries?
Seat. No.
Oh.
Don't make me reach back.
Don't
make me pull the car over. And then that hand comes over the back and it's flailing. And you got a pretty good chance to dodge stay out of the way.
Somebody's going to get it whether they're right or wrong.
If I have to pull this car over, you're going to be sorry.
Getting some.
Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. Toll free, 888. 589-8840.
Hey, can I say too that the fact that you've got professors named Jim, JJ, and Tim, it's proof that this is not an Ivy League school. Can we just be honest?
We're
about
a brown
that?
Bag. We're a brown
I've,
bag.
I've
school.
Been known as Bubba from time to time. So.
But okay, now if you call in and answer the mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. Oh, yes, the beloved cowbell will ring.
The
beloved cowbell will ring. You will hear that. And that will mean you have won yourself an AFR travel mug.
Yes, sir.
Which I am now holding up on our Today's Issues Facebook live stream. We're live streaming the show on Facebook. And you can see really nice AFR travel mug that will be sent your way should you answer the mystery question correctly.
Now, a complete aside question.
Yes, sir.
Will we hear if we were to visit the Wildman household tomorrow, would we hear the cowbell ringing there?
Yes, sir. You would hear the beloved cowbell ringing because Mississippi State.
College football is back.
University baby. Play, that's my school, that's my alma mater, and they ring the cowbell. Well, they ring the cowbell all the time during the game. And it's very annoying if you're not a Bulldog fan. In fact, if you're not a Mississippi State fan and you go to a game and you hear the cowbells ring, you get angry at Mississippi State fans for doing that. But we love it.
Right.
You know, it's just a love-hate thing.
It's how Allison brings everybody to the dinner table, isn't it?
Yeah, the cowbell. We use the cowbell. We go, who scored? You know? that's a reaction from Mississippi State fans. All right, speaking of football, man, the Ohio State Buckeyes last night just put a whooping on Indiana, on the Indiana Hoosiers, who hung around. But Indiana's a basketball school, right?
That's right.
So they're saying wait till basketball season, and then we'll get back at Ohio State, right? All right, so let's go. We've given the phone number. We've given the mystery question. Now, Jim, go ahead with your three questions.
Okay, sir. And just because it's never too early for Christmas, what is the most famous Christmas ballet? Pardon me. What is the most famous?
Is that an emotional question, Jim?
That was. It kind of stirred me
a
little.
Yeah, it did me too.
First, the most famous Christmas ballet.
Yeah.
And as we stick with holidays, St. Patrick's Day was originally associated with what color? Hmm. All right.
Okay.
And then because I want everyone to be a better, smarter person.
Yeah, Jim.
How many eyelids do camels have?
You know, we were talking about that last week at a meeting, staff meeting we had here at AFA and AFR, but we never did get an answer.
Did you not?
Do have the answer?
I do have the
Because my board of directors is going to ask me about that.
Are they?
The next meeting.
Well,
yes.
they like to know how we use our time.
Yeah, go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. First question, what nickname is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway known as? What nickname is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway known as? Second question, how many herbs and spices does KFC claim to have in their secret recipe? How many herbs and spices does KFC claim to have in their secret recipe?
Hold on a second. Let's hear that dinner bell again. There we go.
Yeah.
There's okay. The beloved cowbell, ladies and gentlemen, for the second time.
This is my finger-licking good question. And then third question, true or false? It's against the law to walk an elephant down Market Street in San Francisco unless it's on a leash. Is that true or false? It's against the law to walk an elephant down Market Street in San Francisco unless it's on a leash.
That is a very detailed question.
True or false?
That may be the most detailed question we've ever asked. Street, city, animal, leash, yes or no?
Yeah.
There you go.
True or false?
And your question, sir?
Staying in the dog asking question, or dog arena.
Okay.
What is it? Oh, never mind. You were asking.
Animals. It's elephants. Yeah.
Animals. My bad. I apologize. Why didn't y'all say something earlier? Just hard to.
We thought maybe you were, you know, taking us into a new world.
All right. Dogs and elephants are completely different, and I understand that. And I've known that for a long time. What is the smallest dog breed?
Smallest dog breed.
What is the smallest dog breed? Not an easy question because there are a lot of little dogs, right?
There are.
With big attitudes.
What is the smallest dog breed? Number two, what is the only mammal capable of true flight? The emphasis is on the word true. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? Got it? And class on the program. I have a question.
Is it sophisticated? Is that?
Yeah, it is. It's from the world of literature.
All right.
Okay, from the world of literature comes this question. Which Shakespearean play was based on a Scottish king?
Hmm.
Remember back to your high school lit days and maybe even college? Most of us high school. Which Shakespearean? You know who I'm talking about, right? William?
Yes.
Bill? Yes. Bill Shakespeare?
Right. But I'm a little thrown off. Anytime you say Scottish, I go to William Wallace.
No, it's not William Wallace. Which Shakespearean play is based on a Scottish king? There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get started, Brother Jim.
All right, sir. We're going to talk to Harold calling from Mississippi. Harold, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, Harold.
Hey, Harold, turn your radio down for us. That may be able to, you'll be able to talk to us directly.
All right.
All right, sir, did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I can't hear him. Can you hear him?
All right, Harold, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you in a minute. Turn your radio down for us, and we'll be right back to visit.
Wasn't that a song from the 70s? Turn your radio down.
There was one from the Gaithers, Turn Your Radio On.
Oh, Turn It On?
Yes.
But that was...
But you're close.
I was close. Yeah. What was it? Who sang that?
Gaithers. The Gaithers.
Gaithers. Florida Boys. Didn't they sing it?
They may have.
May have. Right.
Go ahead. Back to the phones.
All right. Larry calling from Oklahoma. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. Yeah, let's turn your radio on. Listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. That's a great song.
Who sang that? The Gaithers?
Grandpa Jones.
Who?
Grandpa Jones.
He made it famous? He made it famous?
I don't know.
Hey,
speaking
of Grandpa Jones, I love the little double talk that the barber would do. Which one was it? You know, he would start talking.
Yeah.
He would do the nursery rhymes backwards. That was talented. Anybody remember that besides me?
I don't remember. I didn't watch that many episodes.
Of Hee Haw?
Sounds like Fibber McGee.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both. Hey, like a couple of weeks ago, Tim, I think, had a question about what do you get when you cross a sheep and a dog?
Yeah.
I tried to cross a sheep and a dog one time. Couldn't ride it, couldn't eat it, but boy, it sure could mow the yard.
Couldn't ride it, couldn't eat it, but boy, it sure could mow the yard.
Nicely,
that's
nicely
good, Larry.
Played.
I'm going to have to use that one.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to try JJ's question about elephants on Market Street.
Wow. There you go. True or false, here's the question. It's against the law to walk an elephant down Market Street in San Francisco unless it's on a leash. Larry, is that true or false?
I'm going to go with true.
It is 100% true.
Oh, my word.
Whoa.
It is true.
Larry.
Way to start us out, Larry.
I had that peg. Hey, peg, we got it right.
That's one of those crazy laws on the books, but it's 100% true.
I think it comes from the old circus days, back in the 1800s, early 1900s, when they had the circus go through town.
Yeah,
and we all know how effective those leashes were for elephants.
Exactly.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, hey. when an elephant figures out, you know what I'm saying? he may be fooled for a little while.
That's right.
You go past a peanut store,
right? He
and
figures
you think
it out.
That leash is made of some pretty good nylon, and it's right. Katie bar the door.
What are you going to say, Larry?
I got one for you guys.
All right, go ahead, brother.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, Houston Astros, last three games were home games. Where did they play? Where did the Houston Astros baseball team play their last three home games?
In Tampa Bay.
Tropicana Field.
Yep.
Exactly.
Wow.
Tropicana Field. Who did they play? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, they played the Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
They did.
Yeah, couldn't
Wow.
So my question for you guys is, that I don't know the answer to, is why didn't they just go up to Dallas and play?
Well, I read that story.
Nobody knows.
It had something to do with... the owner of the Rangers, I think.
They didn't want to risk flipping the games because then that would have put the Rangers on an extended road tour at the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, but we weren't privy to the inner workings there.
Hey, Larry, I got to be proud of my professors here. They answered that with no problem. Way to go, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Credit Mike and Mike in the morning.
We love us some baseball.
Yeah. Well, the Houston Astros are going to become the sympathetic team for America now.
Right.
And they are, I think, leading their division. But, all right, Larry, thank you. Take care, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Happy weekend.
You too. Have a wonderful weekend.
And we do know that that this is Trivia Friday, but we're still praying for the folks in Houston. And next Wednesday, we're going to partner with 8 Days of Hope. And we'll have more information on that coming for folks at the first of the week.
Yeah,
we're praying for you folks.
The best, help raise some money for
the best of people in the worst of times. We've seen generous hearts, helping hands, a lot of stories of heroes in the midst of the suffering. It's amazing to see neighbors helping neighbors and citizens reaching out, churches, civic groups. It's very, very inspiring.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University,
is on the air. I'm Tim with Jim and JJ. Back to the phones we go, Jim.
All right. Harold went away because I was...
He did.
I don't know where he went.
Harold has gone away.
Yeah.
Drifted out to sea.
He gone. But Keith in Michigan is willing to talk to us. Good morning, Keith. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, hi. How you doing? Hey, one thing that I wanted to point out is that with the disasters and natural or human or otherwise, it seems like Americans come together and rise up to make
Amen.
The challenge.
Amen.
Look at what happened with 9/11. We all banded together and we said we're going to be Americans.
Amen.
So,
amen. You know, when I see the flag, there's been a lot of protest about the flag, you know, by the NFL players and so forth. But when I see the flag, I think about what you're talking about.
Yes.
That's right.
Brother, you know, that's America. That's who we are as people, Keith, what you've talked about. We come together. We help solve problems. We take care of each other. And that's the vast, vast, vast majority of us, right?
That's right.
I've been seeing some commentary, and they've said that that's what America looks like. Now, the race baiters and others would have us think that everybody's up in arms over statues and things, Confederate statues. And that's simply not the case. I think they're looking for divisive things. And when what America is really like is what we've witnessed with
in this
Texas and Louisiana with Hurricane Harvey.
Hey, what's the weather like in Michigan today, Keith?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's 70 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I've got a good friend I golf with who hails from Grand Rapids area, and he says this is the time of the year to be in Michigan right here.
Well, the crazy thing about it is that Michigan's got more golfing places here than even South Carolina.
Okay, well, I'm halfway there now, Keith. Now, you keep talking that way, I'm going to leave this show and start driving.
The next announcement will be that American Family Association has relocated its headquarters.
That's right. Join Tim Wildman on three tours, the Holy Land,
and a golf
Michigan. Michigan golf tour.
Keith. Oh, it's beautiful golf courses, especially if you go up to the northern part. In the lower peninsula. So you got Upper Peninsula, the UP, and then you got the lower peninsula. And they always, the people up in the, live up in the UP, they call us down here living in the lower peninsula, they call us trolls.
Why? Why?
We live underneath the bridge.
I got you. Well, you'd have to be from there to understand that one.
Hey, Keith,
then.
You've earned points as an ambassador with the Chamber of Commerce, but now back to the game. Ask, answer, or do both?
All right. I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Let's see. Well, I love Christmas, so let's go with the ballet.
All right. Here's the question for you. What is the most famous Christmas ballet?
That would be from Tchaikovsky, the Nutcracker Suite.
That is absolutely right.
Wonderful.
And by the way, that question was sponsored by AFAstore.net, who reminds you there's only 114 shopping days left until Christmas.
Let me ask you this. Ballet.
So the whole commercial.
That's the only Christmas ballet I know of.
Right.
Are there others?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what? I got to confess. I kind of got to confess something I did one time on this program. This is about 20 years ago, and I may have told this story before. So if you've heard it, act like you haven't. But Marvin and I were doing this show, and we were interviewing a lady who was in charge of a Christian-oriented ballet. That's what you called,
right?
Okay, dancers and with the square shoes and all that. And I didn't know much about it, so I asked her what it took to become a balletist.
A balletist.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've never seen Marvin look at me quite like he did right there. Because here we're trying to, obviously it's a ballerina.
Right.
Right. But I said, well, you know, just tell me how much hard work and dedication it takes to be. I was serious. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Right, right.
A balletist. And so Marvin, that embarrassed him. embarrassed him. So anyway, it's not a balletist, people. It's a ballerina that performs in ballets like the answer to the question.
The Nutcracker.
But Keith gave us the whole answer.
Yeah. He did.
Keith, he what did was well. It? What's it called? Krzyzewski's?
Tchaikovsky.
Yeah, that one.
He's a ballet. He's a ballerist.
See a balletist, Keith?
No, he was a composer.
I do know that.
But hey, Keith, what's your question for us?
Yeah, fire away.
Well, it's pretty. It should be a pretty simple one. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
One's a lighter. One's a large animal.
You're close. One's heavy. One's heavier. The other one's a little lighter.
A little lighter. I got you.
That's good right there. Well done. See, that's what happens to the trolls that live under the bridge. they have time to think of those clever questions.
Thank you, Keith. Take care,
my friend. Have a great weekend, brother.
All right, next up, Jim.
All right, sir. We are going to head to the great state of Mississippi and talk to Kenny. Kenny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kenny.
I like to do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
Let's do the St. Patrick's question.
All right. St. Patrick's Day was originally associated with what color?
I believe it was pink.
No, sir. That's a good guess, but that is incorrect.
And it wouldn't be green.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Green is now, right? Yeah. So it's not pink.
It's not pink. It's not green.
Kenny, did you have an educated guess there, or did you just pull that out of your hat, the color?
Well, I thought I heard that in college, but, you know, I might have just thought about it, and I don't know.
Been a long time. Yeah.
Right. What was yours for us, sir?
Who invented the assembly line?
That's Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
All right. Clap for ourselves right there.
Well JD done.
And I knew that. I've read about that.
And the 40-hour work week.
Oh, was that he came up with that too?
Before that, they had the sweatshops and the ladies working in the factories. They'd work 16 hours a day. And he said, hey, this is more efficient, assembly line, 40-hour work week, and other things.
Yeah. All right. Kenny, thanks for calling, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
You take care. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We don't have time to take a call before our next break. But when we get back from the break, we will continue taking your phone calls, and we'll repeat our questions again here on Trivia Friday. And we encourage everyone to, and we know you have been, remember the folks who've been affected by the hurricane in your prayers. And next week, we're going to be helping raise money for the 8 days of effort, eight days of hope effort that's going to be taking place. People have asked us, who do you trust? They ask us, American Family Radio, who can I trust with the money to do the work and not, you know, steal from us or take 50% of it to use for something else. And 8 Days of Hope is the ministry you need to support. We're going to be raising money for them next week, and then we'll write them a check, one check.
That's right.
From the heart of American Family Radio listeners.
Thousands of AFA listeners, thousands, have gone on short-term mission trips with 8 Days of Hope.
They have.
And they are you're exactly right, trustworthy. All the money goes right there to help, and boy, they're making a difference in Jesus' name.
And they're going to do that again this time as well, and this is for the Rapid Response Team. Steve Tiber will be with us, and he's going to discuss some of the needs of volunteers, but we'll have more information on that
next
for you.
Week.
Yes, sir.
Getting everything in order.
Yes, sir.
Here, to make sure we do this right. We're going to take a short time out, and then we will be back with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Stay tuned.
Monday is Labor Day, and Tim, Ed, and the gang will be home enjoying time with friends and family and hoping you're doing the same. With that said, you'll hear a best-of edition of today's issues Monday, and then Tuesday we'll be back with news, insights, witty repartee, and everything else you love about the show. We'll even have guests like Dr. Frank Turek and Sandy Rios. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
You know, the Bible describes Jesus' last days on planet Earth. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman with American Family Association and American Family Radio. We're going to Israel, the Holy Land, March 8th through the 16th. And we'll be visiting those places that the Bible mentions in Jesus' last days, including his time in the Garden of Gethsemane, which is on the Mount of Olives. We're also going to go to the house of Caiaphas and see the very steps that Jesus walked on his way there from the Garden of Gethsemane. And then finally, that day we'll be going to the Via Dolorosa, the path that Jesus walked to the cross. So it's going to be a fantastic time in Israel as we see what happened to Jesus and we talk about the hope that we have in his resurrection. For more information, go to the website twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com. Or call 800-FAMILIES, option 5. 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with news and commentary next.
Hi, this is Todd Stearns from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu.
Employees of the Veterans Administration are being forced to not just endorse the transgender movement, but now they're being forced to participate in the transition process. A concerned worker sent me a copy of the 23-page Transgender Transition Handbook sent to every employee. It covers everything from gender expression to gender fluidity. Workers are told if they fail to identify transgender people by their new pronouns and names, they would be brought up on harassment charges. The VA also told workers to develop support teams to help colleagues going through the transitioning process. Biological women must accommodate men who identify as women in their shower stalls and locker rooms. And there are no religious exemptions for chaplains or VA workers who have deeply held religious beliefs. In other words, you will be made to care. I'm Todd Stearns.
Out so far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Well, there you go. Somebody had a great idea for a TV show right there, didn't they?
I mean, folks are singing along. You talk about something that sticks in your head, like the theme for Gilligan's.
Right.
You didn't set out to memorize it, but it's right there.
It's right there.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Is on the air. We're playing trivia, but it's more than a game, really. It's a learning experience to help you become, what would Professor Ed say if he were here?
Smarterer, betterer, more educateder person.
More educateder. Now,
you
Jim,
like
that's
that?
Your touch.
There you
you
go.
Added that one, more educateder. You'd do well with me on balletist.
hey, guys, I meant to mention this morning on my morning radio show, and I forgot. The effects of Hurricane Harvey continued up through Mississippi, Alabama, and there were sirens going off where our flagship studio is located, and they were having hurricane warnings, not just watches. So
tornado.
Tornado warnings. So our family, two of our kids were kind of freaking out. So my wife, Melanie, put everybody in the bathroom. And
this
put,
is yesterday.
Yesterday.
This really happened.
Put everybody in the tub with a bunch of pillows and everything in the center of our house. And then as everyone was in the tub with all the pillows and everything, our 2-year-old son Bodie turned the shower on.
That's great.
You talk about something you'll never forget. So the family's in there. The hearts are pounding.
Yes.
The tornado sirens are going off.
Yes.
And your 2-year-old, one of your 2-year-old twins,
turns the shower on. He wanted them to have that IMAX theater experience. I don't want you to just think about the storm raging on the outside. I want you to feel the spray.
All right, that's one way to make your whole family mad at you right there. I don't care if you are 2 years old.
That would do it.
And cute as a bug, huh?
And, all right. And plus all the bedding that got wet, too. You know, it's not like Mel doesn't have enough laundry.
Exactly. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840, to reach us here on Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. We are live video streaming this show on Facebook. So go to Today's Issues Facebook, and you can watch the show today and comment on the program as well. Walker has got all the Facebook stuff turned on for us, even though he's not in studio. Let's repeat our questions that have...
Heretofore?
Yes, but JJ didn't say it with you.
No, I was looking at the clock. I was marking
35 minutes afterwards. After the hour, we do mention heretofore has come up. So let's do it together, shall we? Hold on a second. So we need to get this coordinated. We're going to now repeat our questions, which have
heretofore
gone unanswered. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. All right. The couple that I have that have gone unanswered, St. Patrick's Day was originally associated with what color? Then the next one is, how many eyelids do camels have?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to add one. What are the first three words of the Bible?
First three words of the Bible.
Yes,
what
sir.
Are they?
What are they?
All right. Professor Jasper, what do you have?
Here's what I've got. What nickname is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway known as?
I know that one.
Second question, how many herbs and spices does KFC claim to have in their secret recipe? You've seen the ads. How many herbs and spices does KFC claim to have in their secret recipe? And then I'll add one. Multiple choice. Abutophobia is the fear of what? Abutophobia. Is it A, the fear of the color blue? B, the fear of bathing or washing? Or C, the fear of Bluetooth technology? Abutophobia. What is it the fear of?
My three questions. What is the smallest dog breed? That's number one. Number two, what is the only mammal capable of true flight? True flight. This is the only mammal that's capable of true flight. And number three, raising our level of sophistication here on this program, ladies and gentlemen, comes a literature question. The literature question is this. Which Shakespearean play is based on a Scottish king? Which Shakespearean play is based on a Scottish king? Back to the phones, Jim.
All right, we're going to talk to Seth calling from Louisiana. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Seth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Seth?
I'm unmuted.
Good morning. How are you? Where do you live, Seth?
Vidalia.
Vidalia, Louisiana or Georgia?
Louisiana.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for calling us. So you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Question about the smallest breed of dog, which has heretofore gotten an answer.
Wow, well played.
Hey. Who are we talking to?
We're talking to Seth.
Seth,
nicely well done.
Seth, I'll just go old school on you and say you the man. Okay, and you the man, and that's great. That's right. Heretofore has gone unanswered. What is the smallest dog breed? The answer is what, Seth?
Chihuahua.
Seth, well, looky there. Seth done won him
a year's supply of tacos. Wait, that's a different Chihuahua.
You're gonna give us your address so don't hang up now. When we get through talking to you, ask us a question. We're gonna get your address in Vidalia, Louisiana, and we're gonna ship you an American Family Radio travel mug. Okay.
Already have a mug, so can you give that to the next person?
Seth,
gets it right?
Seth, we need to show a little more appreciation here, a little more gratitude. Okay, I'm going to send you can give it to your mom or any of your friends, but I'm going to send you another one, Seth, okay?
You're going to take this mug and you're going to like it, buddy.
I'm just teasing with you, Seth. I'm just teasing with
Seth,
you.
Seth, how generous. Boy, yeah, what a nice way to pay it forward.
I'm just teasing with you, brother. We'll be glad to do. What do you want us to do with it?
Just give it to the next person that gets the answer, right?
All right. Wow, we'll have okay. two winners today.
We'll be glad to. We'll be happy to do that. One time, you talking about the Taco Bell commercial with a chihuahua? I don't even know if that's still on or not. But Seth, I was one time, this is 10 years ago again, my son Wesley, he was in his truck. He just got a truck, and his mom and I were talking to him, and we said, we're going to go get some dinner. And he said, well, great, I'd like to go with y'all. He's about 16, 17 years old. And we said, we're going to go to the Mexican place down the road here. And he said, I don't want to go. I don't really care for Mexican food. And we kind of knew he didn't, but, you know, we were inviting him to go. We're paying for it, so you can't be, you know, you want to go or not. It doesn't matter to us. You know what I'm saying? If you want your dinner paid for, you go where we say. We want to go to the Mexican place.
Said the dad.
Yeah. That's right. So he said to us, well, I really don't want to go to the Mexican, so I'm just going to go. We said, well, here's some cash. Get you what you want. We said, where are you going to go? He said, Taco Bell.
There's some irony there.
A little bit. A little bit. He wanted Mexican food. He was going to settle for Taco Bell, though, on the way home. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Seth, what is your question for us?
True or false? George Washington wore spectacles.
I can think of a couple of presidents who wore spectacles.
Right.
But whether or not he wore spectacles.
I think he wore reading glasses.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to go with Tim that he did. Now, I do know that his teeth were not made of wood. That was just that was a myth. But he did have false teeth, and he may have worn.
Ivory.
Was it ivory?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with the glasses. Yeah, that sounds good.
It is true. He did wear glasses.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they were Ray-Ban.
Reading glasses.
They're kind of ahead of their time.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, Ray-Ban.
He made a speech that he was going to give in front of a lot of his crew that were kind of going against him. And all he did was put on his glasses and everybody's surprised.
That's because it made him appear to be a smarter or better person.
He didn't share that he wore glasses at all.
Right, right.
He hid it from everybody.
George Washington, the father of our country. Thank you so much, Seth.
Thanks,
Seth. You have a good day. Hold on, Seth. We can get your address.
No, you said no.
He's paying it forward. Thank you again for being unselfish.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, God bless.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio next up.
We're going to talk to Casey, calling from Louisiana. Casey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing well. Go ahead and turn your radio down for us, if you would.
Okay, let's see. Yes, it's down. Are you having trouble hearing me?
No, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm the one that called in a couple weeks, or about a month and a half ago, you know, about my humbleness, you know, with all the information I learned from y'all.
Yes. It's hard to remain humble when you have so much knowledge
based
on listening to this show, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I may not know the Carpenters, but I got Mel Davis covered.
Is that Mel Davis?
Okay, so.
Mac Davis. Yeah.
Mel Davis. Okay.
Mel Tillis.
Casey, which question do you want to answer?
Think about that long.
Well, I have a question for y'all, if that's okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, what breaks but never falls, and falls but never breaks?
What breaks but never falls? What falls but never breaks?
You know, while we're thinking about that, Casey, there's a guy who, this is really a sad note, he confessed that he was addicted to brake fluid. But he claims he can stop anytime he wants to.
Ooh, man.
That's pretty good.
That's JD, we need a talk.
talk nothing. We need intervention.
I love you, man, but
What breaks but never falls? What falls but never breaks? All right, Jim,
Jim Stanley, Professor Jim Stanley.
The riddle meister.
The temperature.
Is that right?
No, that is not right.
I beg to differ, sir. You have a fever that is a high temperature, and it breaks.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing. I got a fever.
A fever?
And the only prescription is more cowbell. Okay? I know that.
Well, or right. Not. So,
yeah. Or more cowbell.
There we go.
Yeah. All right.
Casey, what's your answer?
I have no idea what just happened, but go ahead.
Not a bit.
What's your answer?
The answer is day and night. Day breaks, night falls.
Oh, that's good.
All righty then.
Day breaks, night falls. Seems like there needs to be another line after that, doesn't there? Finish the song.
Mr. Tim, I have a warning we need to put out on the AFR network.
Yes.
With those Navy ships going down into South Texas, they might crash into something.
Wow. The Navy ships going into. Well, let's hope not. They don't need any more tragedy down there, for sure.
Hey, Casey, have a great weekend, Labor Day weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
All right.
All right, American Family Radio is on the air with Trivia Friday here. You can watch the show on Facebook Live. Watch and listen there, Facebook Live. We're live streaming the show there. Also, you can send us an email, comments@afr.net. An email can be sent to us at comments@afr.net. I'm Tim with Jim and JJ. Ed is out today, and Walker's doing his job remotely. So,
technology.
Yes. All right, Jim, back to the phones.
Jennifer calling from North Carolina. Jennifer, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are you?
We are well.
Good, Jennifer. Where you live in North Carolina?
I live in Greensville, North Carolina.
Okay.
Although I'm a transplant, I'm originally from the Buckeye State.
Oh, okay. Ohio. And they ran over the Hoosiers last night in the second half there. I guess you saw that.
Yes, it was a great game.
unless you're a Hoosier fan. But anyway,
well,
yeah.
True.
Yeah. But yeah, Ohio State was very impressive last night. What is your question, or do you want to answer one of ours or both?
I would like to do both if possible.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Okay, the first one I guess the one I want to answer is the one about St. Patrick's.
Who has that question, Jim?
I do. My apologies. I was answering a monetary question for my wife and daughter. St. Patrick's
Day. We don't have any.
Yeah, that's right. It's gone. St. Patrick's Day was originally associated with what color?
Blue.
That is absolutely correct.
Hey.
Blue.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
We got a new winner.
Paid it forward.
She got it. She answered the next question correctly. And thanks to Seth, you got yourself a nice free AFR travel mug, Jennifer.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you to you and to Seth.
Yeah.
All right.
So don't hang up. When we get through answering your question, we're going to get your address so we can mail you this, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you.
And awesome. If you're ever in Vidalia, Louisiana, just roll your window down and yell out, thanks, Seth.
I will, definitely.
All right. Did you have a question for us?
I do. I have a question. Okay. So, Greenville, North Carolina, we are associated, of course, with East Carolina University or the ECU Pirates. So what game is ECU known as its Gipper game for football?
Hold on just a second, Jennifer. You're talking about the East Carolina Pirates. Mm-hmm. You live in Boone?
That's where she lives now, in Greenville.
Is that
in
near
Greenville.
Boone? Okay. Okay. Well,
yeah, Boone's about, I guess, 4 hours.
Okay, so that's where App State is.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Appalachian State. East Carolina is a different town, obviously. Well, Jennifer, so you're saying what is the biggest game? What you're asking is the signature game or the
JJ,
Gipper.
Did you notice how attentive Tim became when it was a football question?
I mean,
just zeroed in.
I'm going through the Rolodex of my mind here on East Carolina's. You're asking what the biggest win ever was for East Carolina, right?
It's known as the Gipper game, so yes. I'll give you a hint. It was in 1999, led by quarterback David Garrard.
The Gipper game. Well, I don't
know. That helped me.
I don't know, guys. I think they beat Tennessee or Florida.
It was Miami.
They beat Miami? Okay.
It was right after Hurricane Floyd.
Okay, okay. Well, East Carolina, you know, they're always pretty good in football. So that doesn't surprise me that they would pull off an upset like that. But anyway, Jennifer, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And I'm going to put you on hold.
I've been trying for 5 years, so this is really exciting.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right.
Jennifer. Oh, wow. That's dedication.
Yep.
The likes of which we hadn't heard in a while.
And today?
I think, you know,
Should send her a travel mug.
A travel mug certainly would be in order if for no other reason.
Right.
For 5 years.
That's right.
But see, she already won endurance. One, thanks to Seth.
So you're saying,
hey, you know what, Jennifer?
Two?
I'm going to send you the travel mug, and because of your dedication to this program, I'm going to throw in the red felt pen that I have here. Okay?
There's more.
No, that I used to write with during the show. Okay? So we're going to send you the travel mug and the red felt tip pen. All right, so you can remember us, all right?
I'm sure she'll remember us.
She's thinking, your generosity is underwhelming.
Underwhelming, that's right.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay, you know, I don't have to do this.
That's true.
All right?
That's from the generosity of your heart.
Somebody paid for that pen right there.
That's.
So you guys are mocking, and I'm trying to be thoughtful.
No, sir, we're not mocking.
Son, your
we're
mom and
openly
I,
mocking.
Son, your mom and I are going to the Mexican restaurant. In or out?
That's right.
Make a decision. We're paying for it.
Hey, all Jennifer, I'm going to put you on hold. Okay.
All right, I'm putting this pen aside, this felt tip pen. It's red felt tip pen. It's going to North Carolina and Ginger, along with the AFR travel mug.
But we're
going
to give you a new travel mug, not
yeah,
the
when
one.
You're that's going to be a used one. We don't send out used travel mugs here on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, Jim.
All right, sir. What are the first three words of the Bible? How many eyelids do camels have? And what was the first commercial product to have a barcode? Universal pricing code.
I got to tell you, if somebody can call in and answer the eyelid camel question without having to go to the internet, that would be impressive because you talk about having some trivia in your head.
Right.
That's deep.
Yeah. What do you got over there, JJ?
First question, what nickname is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway known as? Second question, how many herbs and spices does KFC claim to have in their secret recipe? And then third is multiple choice. Ablutophobia is the fear of what? It's multiple choice. Is it a fear of the color blue?
Yeah.
Or bathing and washing? Or C, the fear of Bluetooth technology? Ablutophobia.
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 All righty then. My three questions, well, I got two right now. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? There is a mammal out there that's capable of true flight, okay, not false flight. Number two, which Shakespearean play is based on a Scottish knight? Scottish king, rather. Which Shakespearean play is based on a Scottish king? Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go back to the phones.
Gene calling from Iowa. Gene, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, hello. Good morning.
Hey, Gene, how are you today, my friend?
I'm all right. I'm all right. And sounds like you guys are having a good time.
Yes, sir, we are. We are having a great time, and we hope our listeners are too. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I enjoy this. I'm a relatively new listener. I just found you guys.
Okay.
But,
good.
Well, you're yes, sir.
Thank you, Gene.
We welcome you to the listening family.
People have more fun than just about anybody, so we're glad to be able to do this on Friday mornings.
Amen, brother.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, I drive up and down this road in a truck three or four times a day, and I found a station that I can enjoy and that I don't lose.
Good. Hey, Gene, where do you live in Iowa?
I live in a little town called Witten, Whitten, Witten.
Okay.
If you open the state map of Iowa and put your finger dead center in it, then you'd find it.
Good.
Let me tell you something, Gene.
32 people.
Yeah, most all of America loves Iowa for one simple reason, and that's because they provide more bacon than any other state in the country.
Is and that I, true?
That, no, that's or absolutely false. True.
Okay.
That's absolutely true. I know my bacon.
I'm with
trivia,
you.
Jim.
I understand.
I don't mess with that.
My apologies.
I'm not getting on to you. I'm just saying you got a bacon question.
You're the guy.
I'm the guy. Come to me. Gina, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'll answer one, and then I'd like to ask you, well, Pop,
All right, which one you want to answer?
Your mammal that flies.
What is the only mammal capable of true flight, Gene?
Well, I would believe that'd be a bat.
You are correct, sir.
That's right.
Nice.
According to the information I have here, to give you a more complete answer, bats are a bat's wing is constructed very much like a human hand with extremely elongated fingers and membranes stretched between. Bats can be found almost anywhere in the world except areas with extreme temperatures. So,
and a lot of them located in Transylvania. Just saying.
They are. They are.
We have a lot of them in Iowa. We have some pretty extreme temperatures there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you do. I don't know. Maybe they're confused bats, Gene. They don't know.
Well, people build houses for them here.
I'm sorry?
They love mosquitoes. People will build a bat house for them here. We want them around.
Oh, you want them around because they in the summer, they kill the mosquitoes.
That's right. They I don't know, a couple times their own body weight in bugs every night.
You know, I never thought about the bat-mosquito connection in the food chain. That's interesting that happens in Iowa. May happen in other states, too. I don't know.
In Austin, they've got a famous bridge, and people gather on the bridge because each evening these bats come flying out of the bridge, and it looks like a black funnel cloud.
Yeah,
they're so thick. It's like a tourist attraction.
So the Peabody have their ducks.
Right.
You know? So, all right, Gene.
Isn't it amazing what fascinates people?
Yeah. Hey, absolutely. Gene,
I thought we were heading into a Jim Croce song
question,
for a moment.
Okay.
What's
my
your question for us?
For you.
Yes, sir.
And it's a subjective answer. What you guys are golfers, right?
Well, I am, Jim.
Okay.
Gene.
What in the world did that little ball ever do to you to make you chase it all over the club and beat it up?
Is this a trivia question?
it's a subjective question.
Oh yeah, that's a question of the ages, right there. Gene, every golfer asks himself that at least two times a round. What's the answer? Do you have an answer, or is it just an open-ended question?
I just was asking. Just an open-ended question.
That's good. Hey, Gene, you be careful.
My trivia question for you is...
Yes, sir.
Who was the first rapper on media, on television?
Who's the first rapper?
Yep.
You talking about like the singing, the rap singing, right? Not
right.
Okay. Well, if it's a serious question, I think it would have been MC Hammer from the 80s.
Actually, no. He made his debut on the Andy Griffith Show.
What?
Who was it?
Oh, I know him as Ernest T. Bass.
Ernest T. Bass was a rapper?
Yeah, don't you remember him serenading the gal? On that show?
I tell you what.
I don't remember the beatbox part of it.
I tell you what, Brent, see if you can look that up on YouTube and after the news. If, in fact, Gene's not pulling our leg here, we will play some of that rap song from Ernest T. Bass.
And LL Cool J is in the background singer, but he went by a different name back then.
That's true. You never saw Dick Clark and LL Cool J together either, did you?
No, you did not. Duly noted.
We're going to be back. Thank you, Gene.
Thanks, Gene.
Have a great weekend.
We'll be back with David in Georgia and several other folks after this short break.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.